Madhur and the Udar. Both simultaneously existing. Ekatmana bhavibhuvibhra deva bhidam gatultau chaitanyakkhaṁ prakatamadhuna taddayam chekkamāptam rādhā-bhāvad-dhita-sivajitam naumi krishna sarūpam Gaur-hari-bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
So the tendency,
yes,
the tendency to truly distribute,
yes,
the glories of the Lord,
yes,
throughout the environment,
yes,
that will grow naturally along with the development of devotion and the inner plane.
Within. So kirtan has been accepted as the most efficient to enhance his own wealth, inner wealth. Distribute your goodwill to others, and the reaction that will come to help you in your development. Goodwill. Exercise that will enhance the degree. That is, distribution means attraction. Attraction and distribution, both are correlative friends. One does not live at the cost of the other, but they are cooperative. Think good for the others, and your own good will be thought out automatically.
So this is the real basis of the position of the guru.
Yes.
He who has sufficient goodwill for others may be considered guru.
So,
I think this must be the
self-forgetfulness. Christ says, self-forgetfulness, self-sacrifice in Socrates, and self-forgetfulness is in Christ, we are told, they say. Mahaprabhu, we find self-forgetfulness and the difference in quality, where the distribution, self-forgetful distribution, in what layer, that is the difference.
Achha.
In what plane? That may be in mundane plane, distributing food and the clothing, and then in the learning, the plane of ordinary, this scientific education, etc. And the reaction goes, the distribution of creating atom bomb to distribute atom bomb to others, that is to invite suicide. And the distribution of love that will bring love in its refuge. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari. Jai Gaur, Jai Gaur, Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur.
There they have the principle of deterrence, nuclear deterrence, but we've got loving adherence. Adherence, opposite, I think.
I don't follow.
In the militarists, they say that if I have enough atom bombs, then I'll be able to deter the tendency of the other party to attack me with their atom bombs. So this is the principle of mutual deterrence.
The mutual both is in competition in the wrong plane.
Yes. So both sides are always having to build more and more bombs in order to deter each other.
Tit for tat. One is accumulating tit, another is accumulating tat.
But you are distributing bonds of bhakti in our hearts.
That is our, that sort of strength was with my Guru Maharaj. Single-handed he began to challenge the whole of the world. Everything what you are busy in, all trash, devout, poison. Poison. Try to invoke the mercy of Krishna. The whole world is suffering only for the death of Krishna consciousness. Krishna katha durbhikha, he told. I don't admit any famine in this world, but only the famine of Krishna consciousness. Repeatedly that was told by our Guru Maharaj. Only famine of Krishna consciousness, no other famine I admit. I'm not prepared to admit any type of famine in this world. Only Krishna katha. Give Krishna consciousness, distribute Krishna consciousness to all, they are all right. All right. They are not in want. This is a concocted necessary things. Everyone has got ample. Only he must be conscious of his own real self. Who is he? They are so many busy about nothing. After phantasmagoria, they are running after. Only their attention should be directed towards the truth, and they will find they are all right. The only one problem, that unconsciousness to Krishna. Mind your own self, mind to God, and no want in this world. Repeatedly and very strongly he told, single-handed he began his fighting. And one day he remarked to a barrister in Calcutta, that began 10 years ago, I won, only one, but now I have got 500 to speak the same thing on my behalf. The barrister challenged the duel, do you like to convert me? When he was saying to him, why he is doing all these things, do you want to convert me? Yes, I want to convert you, if you only you give a little attention. But you were not giving attention. How can you convert? In 5 minutes I will convert you if you get proper attention, he told. One day I began to preach singly. Now 500 I have got within these 10 years. So how happy he would have been to find so many faces from the civilized world of the day. Would have been happy. Okay? Gaurhari Bhu, Gaurhari Krishna Katha Durbhikha. My ear still remembers that experience. Ami kono Krishna Katha Durbhikha. Kono Durbhikha nahi jagate. No want, no famine. Only the want of Krishna consciousness in this world. No other famine. Very strongly, he repeatedly told. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
On the appearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, we read there was one address given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to the sannyasis who were going to preach in the West in 1933 perhaps. It was his farewell address to them and encouraging them in the preaching work in the West. And all of the devotees who were listening to that, they became very ecstatic to hear Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's words at the very beginning of the preaching work in the West.
How do you find in Gaudiya?
It was published in one book called Sri Chaitanya's Teachings, a collection of some articles and speeches, I think.
By whom? Are you saying by whom?
It was collected together by that Tirtha Maharaj.
Yes. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
He instructed them at the time that they should employ the method of propaganda as explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tranadapi suni chena torapi sahishnuna amanida manidina kirtanya sadahari. He said that it should be the method that they employ in their propaganda in the West. That would be successful.
And Swami Maharaj did that.
Yes.
His life was also at stake. But still with divine confidence, he marched on.
Maximum risk, maximum gain.
No risk, no gain.
Hare Krishna.
That is Mahabhav. To risk means Mahabhav. And to gain means Rasaraj. Who can risk the negative and the positive? Negative is risking and thereby get the positive. To attract positive. Risk. To risk means to attract positive. There is a Bengali poet, one lady from Brahma type, she is writing that Amar Ami Nide Kari Nath Amare. Of course, it is collected from Vaishnava Dasa. আমার আমি নিলে কারি নাথ আমারে করিয়া শূন্য আমি রিক্ত হইয়া ধন্য হলাম এমনই তুমি সে পূর্ণ দি ওয়াইফ ইজ অ্যাড্রেসিং টু হার হাজব্যান্ড ইউ হ্যাভ স্ম্যাশড মাই ইগো ফ্রম মি আমার আমি নিলে কারি নাথ অ্যান্ড লিভিং মি কোয়াইট এম্পটি অ্যান্ড আই ফিল that I am very much fortunate being quite empty. You are such a perfect, you are so perfect that you have taken everything from me. I feel I am empty and I consider myself to be very fortunate that I have nothing and everything you have taken away from me. You are such perfect. You are such perfect that you have snatched everything from me and I think that I am fortunate. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari. Just as Mahapurusha Jakka Umara Hara Sai Vaivarain, that Rata Rata celebration, he chanted an ordinary poem in some ordinary book, and the corresponding thought was couched in Sanskrit by Rupa Goswami. Priyasuvayam Kaspandi. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj?
Yes?
Why do you say that it was ordinary?
Huh?
Why do you say that it was ordinary, what Mahaprabhu?
Ordinary?
Yes.
What
this
is?
Verse.
Huh?
This verse.
Ordinary, when that is produced by some people, worldly poet. That is ordinary. Worldly poet, not from scripture, but it is collected from an ordinary epic, in the social epic. There is one book known Kabya Prakash in Sanskrit. There a quotation from the ancient poem, poetic book, one slok. There it is mentioned that one lady, she says that before my marriage, I loved some gentleman, and I met him in a jungle on the banks of river. That was a night, a moonlit night, and the season was also this spring. But in course of time, I am afterwards married to that very gentleman, and I find that the same moonlit night and sweet odor is coming from the flowers, from the garden also, and he is the same man, I am the same lady. Still my mind is always attracted by that environment where we first met before our marriage. The general poetry is like that. In a particular, ordinary, that is, social or worldly book. And Mahaprabhu chanted that sloka when he is dancing just on the front of the chariot of Jagannath. He was chanting that sloka. But ordinary people cannot, even his parshada, they could not understand why that particular poem from a particular social book he is chanting and madly dancing before Jagannatha. And Rupa Goswami, Sei sloka artha jane akela sarup. Only sarup could understand why he is chanting that sloka, which is considered to be a nasty one. But Rupa Goswami came that year, and he composed a parallel slok, giving it the proper meaning and the connection with Vrindavan Leela. Rupa translated in this way, that Radha Rani has met Krishna in Kurukshetra. And there he says, I am that Radha, he is that Krishna. But my mind is always attracting me to Vrindavan. I can't get any satisfaction here. Both the main figures, both of us are present. But I don't have any sort of real enjoyment. My mind is always being attracted to Vrindavan. Priyasuyam Krishna, Sahachari Kurukshetra Nidhita, Tathaham Sa Radha, Tadijabhayu Sangam Sukham, Tathat Pantakhiran Mural, Madhur Murali Panchamajusi, Munomi Kalindi Purinaya Spihayati. My Rupa Goswami wrote that, and in a lantern leaf it was written, and they put on the thatched, under the thatch where he was living. Mahaprabhu went to, he is going to take bath in the tree, and the sudden Rupa has already left for taking bath, and Mahaprabhu waiting there for some minutes perhaps. The Rupa Goswami will come and he will meet him and then he will go to take bath. Suddenly he looked above and under the thatch something is written in a plantain leaf is there, thirst. He took it and he saw and he is in a meditating mood and he is asking Haridas. He knew the handwriting of Rupa. Then when Rupa came, Mahaprabhu is asking Haridas, what is the Sarup Damodar? Sarup Damodar. The Sarup? How is this? That Rupa, he has understood the meaning of my heart. I chanted some ordinary shloka from the ordinary book and danced, and the purpose, real purpose, is known by him, how it is possible. Sarup Damodar told, you don't understand this, Master, it is your grace. The cause is only your grace to him. No other way. There can be no other way to enter your heart. But your grace has made him so dignified. He has entered your heart, you have opened the door of your heart to him and he has entered there and got everything. Yes. I did so, Damodar. I did so. He is a good soul. And he is qualified to deal with these subtle divine love. So, I have fully given him what I have got. And not only that, I request you also to give your whole self to that boy. He is really, person to deal with all these higher ecstatic things. Mahaprabhu recommended. And then Rupa came and Mahaprabhu gave a slap. How can you know my inner feeling? He gave a slap on his back. Gokul Haride, that was in Siddha Gokul. Still the place is there, Siddha Gokul. Haridas Prabhu's place, Siddha Gokul. This incident took place there, Siddha Gokul.
Of Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami and Siddha Gokul?
They met Rupa Sanatan. Rupa Sanatan used to live with Haridas Thakur in Siddha Gokul. And Mahaprabhu met them there. Because they had some intimate association with the Muslims. And so, the Hindus or the Brahmins or the priests of Jagannath, they are scrupulous not to touch them. So he used to live there in some secluded place, whether they may not have any complaint against them. Themselves was very careful not to come to any criticism by the public of that day. So, Rupa Sanatan used to take their abode in Haridas with Haridas Thakur. That was a garden of the Guru Kashi Mishra of Pratapruddha, the emperor. Mahaprabhu, he begged for the place. He asked Ramananda saw a solitary place that will be little far from Jagannath temple, not very far, and a solitary place I want, where I should sometimes live in a peaceful manner. I want such a place. Then there was Sarvabhauma, someone recommended that there was Kashi Mitra's place. That is very solitary, and that is not very far off, and still secluded place. So Mahaprabhu begged from Kashi Mitra, I want that garden house from my own purpose. Kashi Mitra, everything belongs to you, whatever you select, you may have it freely. So he begged, and Haridas Thakur was blessed there, in that Siddha Gokul. As Rupa Sanatan used to live there. Twice they came and lived there. Rupa Sanatan, twice or once. And Rupa Goswami represented his writings that was discussed by Mahaprabhu along with Sarvabhauma, Ramananda and Swarup Damodar. And that was appreciated very much. So much so, when Rupa Goswami showed his Guru Vandana, Anarpita Jarin Chirat, Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev could not tolerate it. He says that, Oti Stuti Hoy Ei Nindad Lokhan. You have, in your description, you have been too much liberal, and this equates to blaming one, to put blame in one. Exceedingly praise of extreme degree, and that equates to almost blame. Otishtuti hai nindar lokkha. You have made too much of me. So much so that you have blamed me. Otishtuti hai nindar lokkha. Anatpita charin chirat korunaya avatir nakkalo. Samadpaitum unnatu jaladasaṁ sabhaktisya. Hari purata sundaradhuti kadamba sandipita. Sadar hidaya kandari surutu nasvati nandana. The Guru Stiti. Sarvamadhi, no, he has dedicated to his Guru. Guru should be praised in such a way. He has done rightly. Nothing wrong in this way. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari. Have you finished your param? No.
Yes.
All?
Yes.
Param. Param. Some 9:30 or sometime within that must take something. Ekadashi param.
Today is 9:57.
Now?
9:57, no. After 1 hour.
Param time, or now?
Paritan Prabhu, we have already broken. We've already done the param. It's at around 7:30.
7:30.
I also feel like I'm breaking my fast this morning after several months of missing yourself. This morning I'm also breaking fast.
I am talking just before Otishtuti Hare in that look. To make too much praise, that means to blame oneself.
Ha 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 ha.
Sridharmaraj, how important is it to break fast on the day after Ekadashi? Is that very important to break fast in the early morning?
There are three constituent parts. There are the paron is also considered to be the part of that bhato. So everything is service. Nothing is enjoyment of aggression, but still it is considered to be a part of the bhato, paron. So such importance is attached here that if that day, the birthday of Bamuna or Varahadev, paron time must remain fixed, and their janma time, respect that is shown to the birthday, that will come earlier, within paron time, and not the paron will go later. Such importance is given. Because Ekadashi, the observance Ekadashi in toto, it is very important. As importance is given by the Shastra.
Sometimes the paran time is calculated to be very early in the morning.
Sometimes according to the combination of tithi, nakshatra, etc., they have calculated.
In England, sometimes the paran time is before sunrise. It says on the calendar, break fast after sunrise and before a certain
time. That is to be adjusted, calculating in the almanac from Navadvip and the Vrindavan, 1,000 miles difference. How they calculate the difference in observance, and that should be extended to the west according to the mileage. Because the America just the opposite, and day there is night, there is noon, there is midnight. So how, and the Vrindavan and Navadvip, how differentiation, and in that idea, that should be lengthened.
Sometimes that paran time comes before we are finished with our morning program. Then we should break fast before morning program is finished. What is the result if one does not break fast?
That is according to the combination, the calculation, the Ekadashi, of the tithi. By the sun and the moon's, generally by moon's movement, the tithi is formed. So that is for the astronomers.
He's asking if by chance one does not do that.
Then Jiva Goswami Prabhu has written, as he has recommended, to come later, not earlier. If one is in a foreign land and he does not find any almanac or any trace, then he observe it towards later time, not earlier. That has been addressed in general. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaudhari. Nidhai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidhai Gaur Hari Gaur.
Maharaj,
yes.
The other day I was here and you said that Mahaprabhu comes every Kali Yuga.
Every Kali Yuga as giver of Harinam. Krishna Namamatam. And not as Radha Govinda Meditatam. Ordinary Yugavatar. Not only here, in Vrindavan also, every Dwapar Yuga Krishna comes. But only Yugavatar, not Radha Govinda. But Radha Govinda Lila is eternal in Vrindavan, in suppressed way. He has also no Deva, eternal, suppressed, underground, but not come on the surface of Prapancha. But it is the eternal. He has got connection with the eternal, The subtlemost plane is always present in the gross thing. The ether, the electricity present everywhere, in stone, in wood, in brick, everywhere, and also transcending this material. So the higher planes are so subtle and so real that it holds up, it supports all sorts of existence. That is at the bottom, or within, or surpassing, transcending, so everywhere that is. The subtlemost thing and its quality, its movement is always there. Only it comes over the surface, asserts sometimes, and in disguise, present always. Yatha mahanti bhutani bhute shuchya bache shuchya pravishtani apravishtani tatha teshu nate shaham. I am everywhere, I am nowhere. Ether is everywhere, ether is nowhere, according to experience.
Mahaprabhu is golden color when he comes?
Yes, but it varies in the case of ordinary Kali Yuga. In Narada Purana we find Shuka Pukha Varna, the color of a Shuka parrot. It is also mentioned. The Varahadev sometimes in black and sometimes in white color. In different kalpa, the color may be different. Sometimes it is mentioned. But golden color, this Ashtavimsha Chaturyuga, because it is the color of Radharani, which is fixed. Golden. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, when Mahaprabhu comes, does the whole universe become emptied?
Empty?
Yeah.
Why?
All the souls become liberated? All the souls become liberated?
Not empty, but just like the current of the Ganges of the river, passing and then again filled up. That is also where the question, the all liberated, there also the question was put, as you put it, put now. The Haridas Swami, Jeev Sunna Haive, the question from the other side, it was put. Well, no, that Puno Sukha Jive Udbuddha Kuribe. It will be filled up from the subtle plane of Brahma Loka.
Is that the same thing with Krishna and
Ramachandra? You see, for the time being, in particular, suppose the day of independence, the government orders to release all the prisoners. Prisoners are released, then again prisoners began to come and fill up in this way.
Maharaj, does that mean that the living entities that are in this universe at the present time were not here in this universe when Mahaprabhu was here?
Those who are living here now, they were not here at the time of Mahaprabhu. They came after Mahaprabhu, he's asking.
Came after Mahaprabhu, we may think. And some of his parcels are also here and there, scattered. And they are sent for some good purpose.
Some associates.
What do you hold?
Where did they come from? From another universe? Did they come from another universe?
Generally, they come from Brahmaloka. The infinite source is there. Ah. Okkhara. Yeah. Kara sarvadi bhutani kutastha ukkhara uchyate. Kutastha. The Najinan plane is also infinite. Ah. A line can be infinite, a plane can be infinite, a solid also can be infinite. The marginal plane, that is also infinite.
Is it possible in transmigration to go from one universe to another?
Maybe. One universe to another universe. And generally, after death, to enjoy the good and the bad results of karma, they are transferred here and there to another Brahmanda, to another planet also. Generally, the ordinary people that have got attraction for the earthly pleasure, after death, they are transferred to moon. The moon is connected intimately with the earth. Again, they are to return here for enjoyment or something. And those that are a little of renunciating character, they are allowed to cross the attractive plane of the earth and to go further on other planets also. Uttarayan and Dakshinayan. In Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned, Ekaya Yattanavritti Unnaya Vartati Puna. Someone goes to Uttarayan towards the sun, taking the knowledge, the path of renunciation. The yogi, the jnani, they go crossing the attractive portion of the earth. And those that have got attraction here, they go to moon and they come back. But they do not have this body of flesh and blood. So no such food is necessary. So only thinking that they have got some position where they stay, with this idea they can pass their time in moon. Though no such food, no such things. But only just in a dream one may think that I am taking a shelter, rain coming, I am to take shelter under some shed, all in imagination. Something like that. They hold the position of moon. And then they, again they have come shortly here or fulfill their purpose here. On some, they have got some interest, debt and some gain and loss. They are connected with this relativity. So they have to come here, attract for attraction. Srikaya jattanavritti annaya vartati punam. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.